Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, the hard part. Dear friends, loving Jesus, that's the easy part. Loving each other, that's the hard part. That's because Jesus doesn't cut you off on I-95 or beat you into the last parking space. Jesus doesn't lose the remote or snore. He doesn't borrow money and never pay it back. He doesn't have bad breath and really, really need a bath. He's not addicted. He's not handicapped. He's not an eyesore sleeping at the train station. He's not drooling or incontinent. In short, Jesus doesn't annoy us. He doesn't repulse us. He doesn't intrude on our sense of propriety. No matter how hard we try to make Jesus a living presence in our lives, he still dwells largely in the realm of the spirit. No matter how firm our faith, he remains to some extent a tabula rasa, a blank, ethereal canvas for our hopes and dreams. Those canvases that have been filled in by the masters over the years, they all radiate glory. The Jesus we meet in song and scripture, in art and literature, is a paradigm of love and beauty. So what's not to love? He doesn't litter the landscape of our lives with habits we hate and sights and smells we despise. In contrast to the image of a loving, lovable Jesus, reality rears its ugliness in the form of people we struggle to tolerate, much less love. But toleration is not an option. Jesus commands us in this week's gospel, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you." With Jesus, love is always the operative word. He doesn't specify that we love only the sweet-smelling and considerate, the virtuous and attractive, the sound of mind and body. Neither is commandment restricted to the disciples or just the chosen people. Jesus commands us to love all of God's children, just as he loves us. You see, there's no wiggle room here. This is not a suggestion or a helpful hint. It's one of Christ's commandments, and nobody said it was going to be easy. Some people are harder to love than others. Start with the discarded of life's losers, those contemptuously labeled as the drunks, the junkies, the hookers, and the crazies. Jesus knows and loves every one of them. He took their sins to the cross, right along with our pride and contempt for these, our dehumanized brothers and sisters. It's humbling to consider what pained Christ the most, their sins or ours. Just as Jesus offers us no choice but to love, he clearly shows us the way to love. To follow his commandment, we have to practice loving the way he loves. First, give any discomfort or reticence you have to the Father. Then, no matter how dim or obscure, respect the divine spark in everyone you meet. Try very hard to look past your prejudices and society's degrading labels. Try understanding that pathology and pain produce obnoxious, off-putting behaviors. And then don't be put off by them. Keep searching till you recognize the image of God that resides in all of us. Work at it, pray for it, and always be kind, be respectful, be helpful, be forgiving. Remember, every one of us is a beloved child of God, here for one reason, and that reason is to preserve and project his love so that by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Our charge, it's simple. Witness Christ's love in the world if he only left yesterday and will be returning tomorrow. Till then, his love is in our care. We must live it and share it. Seen through his eyes, the hard part of love gets a whole lot easier. Hallelujah. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter. God love you.